Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post-Show Show with Jackson Burns.
Hello. Welcome to The Greg Hill Post-Show Show. My name is Jackson. I'm here as your host. Please like and subscribe, and most importantly, download this show, please. Because that helps. That helps tremendously. Thank you. Today is going to be a little bit different. Today I'm going to play what I think is my most notorious moment from the show so far. I have a few of them, but my Surfing is Fun lead is still talked about to this day. I get compared to Andrew Raycroft all the time for his Africa lead. I got to tell you, that's an honor to be compared to former Bruins goalie for anything, really. Today on the show, lots of Bill O'Brien talk, lots of Mac Jones talk, lots of fighting. So Andrew Callahan put out this, I don't know if it's a hit piece, but it's definitely an eye-opener of an article saying that the Patriots locker room and the Patriots this season in general were just a giant dumpster fire. And Wiggy and Greg got into it over whether or not Mac Jones has anything to do with it. Like, is it his fault? I'm neither here nor there with it. I don't like Mac Jones. I think he looks like a little bitch, to be honest. He looks like one of those guys in high school that, like, you know, you walk by and he tripped you at the last second. As soon as you look away, as soon as you look ahead, sticks his foot out and trips you. Then your book bag spills all over the place. Perhaps you're carrying a carton of milk. Yeah, I feel like he was that guy. Who knows if he was? I don't know. That's just speculation. But anyway, so for today's show, I'm going to play my surfing lead, like I said, and I'm going to let you enjoy it because I thought it was funny. And I thought the reaction was even funnier. So here it is, my surfing lead from the first time I ever did a lead on the Greg Hill Show. Check us out tomorrow. It's Friday, 6 a.m. WEEI 93.7.
So Jackson, your involvement in this radio program is, I think, appreciated by many. Jackson, do you have a lead? You're sitting in Curtis's chair. Do you have any kind of a lead this morning?
I have prepared myself a little bit, yes, all right. Since I knew I was going to be sitting here. So I went surfing for the first time over the weekend.
All right.
I was wondering if you guys had ever surfed, one, and two, you guys should try it if you haven't. It might be the most fun I've ever had in the water.
That's your lead?
Yeah.
Where'd you go surfing?
Right, hold on a second. I mean, the lead is generally a something that is in the news, something that is topical, something that is a conversation starter.
This is topical to me.
I mean, I love hearing about your personal life, mm-hmm. But I mean, I went surfing yesterday. Have any of you guys tried it? That's a lead?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought it would start.
Where did you go surfing?
Nantasket Beach.
Were you concerned about sharks?
Yes, I was.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I was 100. I was really scared of sharks because it was kind of dark too, and I actually thought of Wiggy. I thought of bringing a knife with me, but I
when did you go? What time? It was dark. What time of the
like
day?
Five. Like we left at like 6, and maybe got there at like 7. The waves were good at that time, so
Did you wear a wetsuit?
No.
Okay. No.
It's really hard to stand on that board, though, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to get good at it. I mean, did you catch a 10-footer or a
15-footer? No, I didn't catch many. But
you didn't catch any waves?
I got the hell beat out of me, but it was so fun. I'm going to go again, and I think we should make it a show activity.
Oh, you think you do?
Yeah.
And now you're planning show activities?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you listen to some Beach Boys tunes on the way over
there? Of course
there,
I did.
Of course you did. Yes.
Surfing USA, duh.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.